In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that a house divided itself is going to fall. He talks in this particular context, obviously, about Satan, because they were saying that he casts out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of the demons. So he's saying, look, if Satan is divided against Satan, it's going to fall. But the whole thing has to be applied then in everything else. If our house is divided, we're going to fall. And that's exactly what we're recognizing in the readings today. Several times we hear about this. St. Paul, for instance, in the first reading said, you were darkness, and now you are light. There's a clear opposition. And the problem is, for many of us, we keep playing footsie with the darkness. We keep allowing the darkness back in. If we look at things in terms of wattage, instead of being a 150-watt light bulb, maybe we're only 15. Yeah, we're giving off some light, but we're not being as bright as we ought to be because we're allowing things in that aren't so good. And we become a house divided. St. Paul talks about some of these things that some are pretty obvious. He talks about people who are fornicators and unclean and so on. Yeah, we would all be able to look at that and say, yeah, obviously, if they're living that way, that's not cool. But then he gets into a couple of other things that maybe we don't think about so much. Someone who's covetous. Just think about that. We live in a materialistic society. I want becomes one of the most common phrases in America. I've only got three closets full of clothes, but I need to get these. I need a fancy new whatever. Fill in the blank. Do we really need these things? We covet them. I see what somebody else wants and I need to have that. Why? To keep up with the Joneses? To impress people? We're a house divided. St. Paul talks about the words that we're using. Obscenity, foolish talk, and scurrility. Think about the stuff that comes out of people's mouth. It's horrible. We are using obscenities as though these are just normal part of speech these days. Things that in the past any person, even one who is not really very decent, wouldn't even use some of these words. And now they're just common language. Or, as St. Paul then talks about, the foolish talk and scurrility. Scurrility would be things like being abusive or reviling and so on. How often are we judgmental, nasty, ripping people apart, gossiping, all these kinds of things? This is exactly what St. Paul is saying. This has no place in a Christian person. In other words, we look at these things and then we apply it to ourselves and say, I'm a house divided because I'm called to holiness. And instead, I'm giving into these things that are just the opposite. What's worse is that we like them. I like getting together with my friends and gossiping. I like judging other people because it makes me feel better about myself or whatever excuse we would have. It has no place. So we become a house divided because we say that we are about the Lord. We are to be light, and yet look at all the darkness that we're allowing into our lives. Some of these things used to be not so much a problem, or at least a much more obvious problem. But with the internet, the stupid telephone things that we've got now, oh my goodness, the filth that you can have on that stuff. And people, they literally tell me, oh, I scrolled for hours. Really? You had nothing to do for hours except sit there and scroll on your stupid phone? And what kind of stuff was coming up? If you're scrolling for hours, I can guarantee you that there's a bunch of stuff you shouldn't have been looking at. Because the devil is smart. You might have been looking for something Catholic, but you know fully well he's going to throw in a bunch of filth. Why are we doing this? Because it's fun. Because it's exciting. Whatever reason, I don't know why we do this. But we're a house divided. We're supposed to be about serving the Lord, doing His will. But we're giving into the worldliness. We're giving into, ultimately, the temptations of the devil. Again, he's not that stupid to be able to know that if you're trying to do what's right, that he's probably not going to get you to fall into some utterly horrendous thing. So he's going to be much more subtle. And he knows that if he can catch us in some subtle little thing, once he gets us, then let's go to the next and the next and the next. Little by little by little, he just keeps working it in this way. And then we just become used to it. We numb our consciences. So this is what we need to be thinking about. In the gospel reading today, our Lord, in a couple of different occasions, speaks about all of this, obviously talking about the devil and if his kingdom is divided and so on. But he says, regarding all of us, he who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather scatters. And so that's the question for each one of us to look at. Am I really with the Lord? Because if I'm not, then I'm against him. We give him lots of lip service, but where are our hearts? That's the question we all need to look at. Is my heart really fixed on the Lord? Again, you might look at it and say, well, but isn't that for nuns in monasteries and so on? St. Paul was not writing to nuns in monasteries. He was writing to normal Christian people. And he says to them, you were darkness, and now you are light. St. Paul is calling us to holiness, just normal people. So that's for all of us. Some of these things we can look at and recognize where it's so blatant. Look at what happens at the end of the gospel. This woman talks about Our Lady's motherhood and the blessedness of it, and indeed it is. But our Lord says, no, blessed rather those who hear the word of God and keep it. Our Lady had to have heard the word of God and kept it before she could be the mother of God. Yes, she is blessed in her maternity, but that wouldn't even have been a possibility had her holiness not been there first. Now again, we could look at that and say, well, yeah, but that's with regard to Our Lady. For those of you who are married, you have a vocation. You have a sacrament. God has elevated you in your marriage to a sacramental, holy way of life. Blessed are you in your marriage. But blessed are you if you've heard the word of God and kept it. Because you cannot live a Christian marriage unless it is in the Lord. Yeah, there are people who enter into sacramental marriages, but they don't live it. In order to have that which God is calling us to, we need to have the holiness first. We can see it if you apply it to the other vocations. How aghast we all are when we see the stupidity of some of these priests that are not living their vocations. Or even when we see the priests who are just mediocre. They want to give homilies about their baseball card collection or what movie they saw last week or whatever it might be. Or what we see coming out of the Vatican. And aren't we all just so moved and impressed that next week they're going to turn off the lights at the Vatican because of animals? Really? Climate change and animals and Mother Earth? What's that have to do with salvation of souls? What's that have to do with Jesus? What's that have to do with the kingdom of God? We've got it all upside down and backwards, and we're all disgusted by it. And it's easy to point fingers in those directions because we can see that, wait a minute, these guys are priests and bishops and cardinals. What are they doing? Now apply that to someone who is called to a sacrament of marriage. What are we doing? Are we living it? Because it is a call to holiness. It is a call for all Christian people, even if you're not called to the married life or to the priesthood or the religious life, you're still called to be holy. That's what St. Paul even told us in the first reading. He talked about what is for saints is the way he put it. This is not becoming of saints. You might say, well, I'm not a saint. St. Paul wasn't talking about canonized people. He was talking about ordinary Christian people. You are called to be holy. You. Not some nun in a monastery, not some saint in some missionary land. You. Individually, you are called to be holy. Now ask yourself, am I radiating the light of Christ? Do I hear the word of God and keep it? Am I gathering with Christ or am I scattering? Am I a house divided, giving lip service to Jesus while my heart is not there? Am I called to holiness but living a pagan, secular, selfish life? We're all called to be saints. That's not a call for a few. It's a call for all of us. On one hand, if we look at what's going on in the world, and as I mentioned, the stuff with the computer and the phones and all the things, the temptations are just right there. That being the case, you and I, on one hand, obviously, have a very easy way of falling. But the other opposite works too. It means we have a greater opportunity for holiness. Because we have to fight this. We have to choose to live the right way. We have to choose to make prayer the priority. We have to choose not to immerse ourselves in these things, not to spend hours scrolling on these things, not to be looking at filthy things and listening to stupidity. We need to make the choice to live our lives for Christ. And people will sometimes look at it and say, wouldn't it have been great to be alive in the 13th century when everything was so Catholic? Well, not everything was so Catholic, but it wouldn't have required a lot of virtue. When everybody else is doing it, you can just kind of go with the flow. That doesn't require much. In order to be holy, you're going to have to make a serious choice. You're going to have to decide to make prayer and Christ the focus of your life. You're going to have to decide to fight against the temptations. And that's the greatest way to grow in virtue. The temptations are there, and we can fight them. And we can say no, that I'm not going to do that. The harder ones are the ones St. Paul is talking about. The foolish talk and the obscenity and all this kind of stuff. Because we get together and all this stupidity just comes out of our mouths. So that one's really, really hard. But at least start with some of the easier ones. Turn off the nonsense that's on the computer. Put the stupid phone down. Make prayer the choice. Put that as a priority. Set up a time for your spiritual life. Listen to what it is that you're focused on. Are you listening to holy things? Are you listening to garbage? Are you listening to good, holy music? Are you listening to trash? What are we watching? Are we watching things that are edifying, or are we watching things that are tearing us down? Are we a house divided? Or is our heart really with the Lord? These are some hard things to look at. Maybe for some of us, these mean some pretty major changes in our lives. That's not easy either. But you're called to be a saint. You are called to be light. You are called to gather with Christ. You are called to hear the word of God and keep it. That's God's call for you. Not just for a few somewhere else. For each one of us right here today. So we have to look seriously at this. Do I really want that? Do I really want the holiness that God is calling me to? Because He is calling us, each one of us, in our own state of life, to be saints. So I can only pray that you will choose that. Because otherwise we are a house divided. And a house divided, Jesus said, cannot stand. So if we want the edifice to stand, then we need to do things that will edify it, build it up. Hear the word of God and keep it.